This is St. Louis Public Radio. Doctors, nurses, and other workers on the front lines of fighting the coronavirus pandemic put their lives at risk every day. But healthcare professionals are at greater risk of catching the virus and taking it home to loved ones. Some have had to make tough choices about whether they should be working with patients. One of them is an infectious disease doctor in St. Louis, who was 7 months pregnant when the virus was first detected in Missouri. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen tells her story.
Dr. Matifadza Hashwayo Davis remembers February being full of urgent hospital meetings and how everyone was full of anxiety over how little scientists knew about the coronavirus. At the time, there wasn't much research on how the virus could affect pregnant women, like herself.
I felt immediately like my pregnancy was almost hijacked. I went into this very busy, purposeful, worrying, unsure period. From a pregnancy standpoint, this is a bonding. You're supposed to be nesting. And those things just ceased to happen for me.
Hashwayo Davis works at the Washington University School of Medicine and the John Cochran VA Medical Center. She wasn't super concerned about her health or her babies at first, until early March when she saw a patient who had symptoms of COVID-19. She remembers putting on as much protective equipment as she could, mask, gloves, and gown, but she wasn't emotionally prepared.
My thoughts were just everywhere because I didn't have time in the way that you do in prepping for a clinic to really think through how I was going to approach this.
Hashwayo Davis recalls that the patient was agitated and wasn't listening to her explain the risks posed by the coronavirus. The patient also refused to get tested.
It was that case that day that made me say, I need to advocate for myself and figure out what is the plan for me specifically as a pregnant woman.
Hashwayo Davis asked colleagues for advice and looked for studies that could offer insight, but couldn't find any definite answers. Then she talked to her obstetrician, Dr. Tim Philpott. He advised her not to see patients in person and wrote a letter to her employer to excuse her from that service.
I said to her, you know, no matter what is going on as far as your job is concerned, I've got your back. You know, I'm the one who's telling you not to be in the hospital.
But Hashwayo Davis felt terrible about her decision to treat patients remotely.
I've been through Ebola. I've been through Zika. It's exciting. It's great to be on the front lines, right? So to remove myself from the front lines felt very much like I wasn't a part of this moment.
She was also worried that she wouldn't be seen as a team player, especially since as a Black woman, she always has to prove herself.
Much like the way I second-guess myself in issues that have to do with me being a woman in medicine or being, you know, a Black person in medicine, you never want to be perceived as a problem or like you're drawing attention to yourself.
And some of her colleagues didn't respect her decision.
One male jokingly said to me he wishes he was pregnant so he wouldn't have to work, which was extraordinarily offensive.
Especially given how intense it was to work remotely. Hashwayo Davis was responsible for taking calls from doctors at all hours of the day and night.
Everyone understandably was upset, right? Because in the beginning, we didn't have as much testing as we had now. We certainly should have had universal testing. So to be the gatekeeper for who has testing based on, you know, lack of availability was terrible for me.
Sometimes they'd yell at her, and she became short with people too. Hashwayo Davis went into labor in mid-May. She recalls how warm the doctors and nurses were at Missouri Baptist Medical Center.
Like, every person that greets you was just compassionate, and it's almost like they knew who they had to be in this time and in this moment for pregnant women.
On May 16th, Hashwayo Davis gave birth to her daughter, Naniso Frances Speeway Davis.
I was overwhelmed with gratitude and relief to have a healthy baby. And it made me realize just how much I had been afraid that something was going to go wrong.
Being pregnant during a pandemic taught her that she needed to take care of herself and be a good mother. When she returns to work from maternity leave, the time she spent being kind to herself will help her better serve patients. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.